used to do. We can, you know, we could talk about it for hours upon hours. And I don't know if you're, if the FCC licensing that you have now will allow us to talk like that. But just want to say thanks, bro. You're my boy. I love you. And just do your thing, man. Just do your thing.
Yo, Manny, let me tell you, like, every hair on my body is at attention right now because, you know, you know that the moment I got saved, the moment I started coming to church, the first thing I did was talk to you. You came through a couple of times, and I specifically remember one time we spent hours at a diner just talking about God. And you know, I know that you are on a journey, and I know that God will snatch you up. And I know also, and I told you this before, that when he does snatch you up, it's going to be an incredible thing that happens. And I think you're going to be a monster for him, in a good way, of course. I'm honored that I could be a little part of that journey, because you're my friend, in God or out of God, you my friend, straight up. But I'm honored that I could be a little part of that journey, because I know that when I came to the Lord, and I know, I'm sure you never said this, but I'm sure you said, "Let me see if this is gonna be real." And it's now been I know you do. I know you, Mr. Yeah, Analytical.
Absolutely.
I know. And so it's been 17 years, 18 years, and in Christ now. So you know, it's something stuck with me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure that you know, you saw that, and I don't believe anything's coincidence. I know that God has kept us connected, even sometimes if it's just through the internet. And there's a reason for that. But I liked what you said. You said God is placing people in your life. I believe that he does that all the time. And so, man, bro, you have just made my night. Seriously. Everything else is beautiful. This is like icing on the cake for me to hear what you just said.
Bro. Yeah, good. Because, you know, you and I could talk for hours about everything under the sun, to my bashing of your beloved Knicks, to the Sixers, to everything under the sun. And it's funny that you mentioned when you first started out with your journey, we used to hang around a close-knit, you know, family of friends.
Yep.
And it's funny, you know, when I say family and friends, because that's basically what we were, family.
That's right.
We were friends first, you know, and then became family. And as soon as you began your journey, it just seemed like people just systematically began just dropping off, like one, two, three being picked off for whatever reason or
that's
reasons.
Right.
Maybe
that's
they
right.
weren't into your new, you know, your new quote-unquote life or whatever. And although, you know, you're right, after a minute, like, oh, let's see how long, you know, he hangs on to this. And I was like, wow, this cat is, it's for real, you know?
Yeah.
And you're my boy, man. I love you. I don't think, I haven't said that to you in a long time. You and I have gone through a lot. We've experienced a lot. And I love you, man. You're my boy. And I know that only bigger and better things await you.
Amen.
It just... Just hang on for the ride, my brother.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm blessed to have a beautiful wife who does the things for me that I couldn't imagine, and she's there to support me in every way, shape, or form. And but I think a lot of the things that I've become today, a lot of the decisions that I've made today have been a part of, a byproduct of just hanging around you, bro.
Wow.
Just the things that you do. The things that, which, believe it or not, I still keep up with your thing. I still look at Brother E and, you know, PAD.com. Think what it is, PowerDominion.com.
Wow.
And,
wow. Talk about throwback.
Way back. And, you know, it's still, you know, still doing my thing. I'm still playing softball. Yeah, still playing third base. There is none better. And
we won, by the way, for those of y'all don't know, we won a championship here in the Bronx in Pelham Bay Park in the Christian League.
Nice.
All right, me and Manny.
And I hope that.
Me on first,
and I hope
him on third.
You still have that video.
Of course, I have that video, bro. I got a video.
Oh,
we won the championship,
goodness.
And we ran at each other. We bumped into each other, landed on the floor together, and rolled like two kids.
Oh,
it was hysterical. We were grown men, but
you got to put that on YouTube.
Yeah,
man.
Right. Yeah, right.
please don't put it, because let me tell you, if you think that you guys have a lot of hits now, you put that video on, let me tell you something. You won't be able to hold the laughter and the hits that you'll get with that. Yo, this man just came to me from first.
All right, next week, we got to go to your house to check out this video, bro.
And you know who we beat? Thessalonica.
No way. Yes, TC, he's still in there? Oh,
no, he left.
Oh,
he left.
Man. Thessalonica was in the chat room.
Yeah, man.
That's funny.
Yeah, so they were our rivals.
This man came right to me.
Yeah, blame it on
almost
me.
Standing. Yeah, well, yeah. Well, I was almost still, and this guy, like a raging bull, comes at me, and he just slams me through. I was like, oh, my. Could you get up a second, please? You know? But, But I'm telling you, we have so many great moments, but funny as can be.
Yeah. Yo, you know, Manny, listen, it's getting late. I got one more question for you. You ready?
Go right ahead.
Okay. You were listening to the interviews. You were listening to the music. What, as someone who I have to assume you're not really into gospel hip hop, what did you think of the music?
I'm sorry, repeat that the last part again.
What did you think of the music you heard?
Music was hot. It's when you think of regular gospel music, you don't think about the beats, the downbeats, and everything, the hip hop and all that, but when you throw all that in together and you get beats like that and music that sounds like that, if you don't get people coming and just accepting the Lord as their Savior, because I know I'm headed in that direction, man. If that doesn't do it, man, I don't know what will.
Dude, I'm pastoring now. I can't help but ask you, what's stopping you? Why don't you do it right now on the air with us? Nothing changes, Manny. The only thing that changes is your heart and your spirit. God has already touched your heart and your spirit. There is no reason for you not to say yes to him right this moment. And then after that, you allow him to make any changes that need to be made. It's not you making changes. It's not you saying, I got to drop this, I got to drop that. It'll be like it was for me, something natural that you just, those things will just go by the wayside because they're not important to you anymore. What stops you from doing it right now, Manny?
Nothing.
So then, why don't we?
I guess because I feel like as if I should wake up my wife right now and just.
Then why don't you?
Because she's gonna bust my behind. But you know how to put a man on the spot, don't you?
No, listen. You said it. I didn't expect this call to go in that direction. I didn't steer the call in that direction. You, the one, more than once, you have said, "I'm going in that direction. I'm heading in that direction." God has put people in my life. You said it, not me. And so the Bible teaches us that there's no better day than right now. And it also says that tomorrow's not promised. So, you know, I whenever God puts this opportunity in my heart, in my mind, there's no way in the world I could be someone who loves him and loves his people and not take the opportunity to do that. You understand? To put people on the spot, because that's what he wants. He wants us on the spot. He wants us to be at a place. And I think you're there where we have to say, okay, all right, God, that's enough. Here I am. Do what you want to do. You understand?
But is there a point where mentally, is there a perfect spot mentally?
Wait. I don't even know what you're going to say, but the answer is no. Go ahead, now ask the question. I'm telling you the answer is no, but go ahead, ask the question.
Do you need to be in a perfect mental position, so to speak?
No.
Or it doesn't even matter. It
doesn't exist.
Quote, unquote, let it go.
Manny, it doesn't exist. There is no perfection in man. God says, the Bible says that no one is perfect. There was only one. His name is Jesus. There's no one perfect. All have sinned. We all have skeletons in our closet. Yo, these guys, my boys here joking around, their mouths watering because they want to hear the dirt. They're silly because they already know the dirt. But it was just the fact that you were coming on and they were like, oh, we get the dirt. They know the dirt already. But my point of saying that is that we all got dirt. There is nothing to be hidden. There's nothing to be hidden, and there's no perfect time. There's no perfect mindset. There's no perfect place. Bro, people get saved in the closet by themselves because they messed up and they're crying and they can't take it anymore. And they say, God, right now, and that's it. It's done. You understand?
I feel you.
So then why wouldn't you do it right now, this moment?
Steve, you know I love you, man. you're my boy. Just hear me out on this one.
Go ahead.
You're my boy. We go way, way, way back. And one thing you've never, ever done to me. You've never lied to me about anything.
Right.
I may not have always agreed with some of the things that you said.
Right.
But I've always respected your decision.
Right.
And here and now I am saying that I am accepting the Lord and as my Savior, and I leave everything to Him.
Wow, amen.
Because sometimes you just can't do it by yourself.
Amen. Amen, Manny. I just let me pray. You said the words, it's done. You hear me? You have just made this whole radio show, how many, it's 4 or 5 hours, whatever it is, you've just made it worthwhile. All we do for the Lord, whether it's having fun and bugging out on the radio or doing a concert, is for moments like these. And you said it. You've already done it. I know it's not like a magic pill and all of a sudden you feel different. You don't. However, God, the Bible says that when we accept Him, He comes into us. There's an indwelling that takes place, and you'll start feeling that later. But what I want to do is pray for you. Can I pray for you?
Please. Absolutely. Right,
let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, God, right now. Oh, with hearts that are overjoyed. God, we are crazy, crazy happy, ridiculously excited, and at a loss for words, God. We don't have the words to truly express what we feel right now. But Lord, I ask that you just take a moment and get past this humanity that we have, even the emotion that I feel, and just I want to thank you for this moment, God, for this moment when you have chosen to take Manny in, make him yours, Lord, for touching his heart. Your word says that only you draw men unto you. Only you, by your spirit, draw men unto you, and you've drawn Manny. God, oh, how many years have I been praying for this guy, because I love him, because I know you love him, and because I know that he will be a monster for you, God. Oh, he will be incredible for you, God. And so I thank you for taking this moment on Rapfest Radio, God, right now, today, 2009, God. Thank you for this moment, for making it the day that Manny said yes to you of his own free will, with no craziness, no nothing but you speaking into his heart, God. And I thank you. And Father, I pray that you now lead Manny, God. Take him by the hand, Lord, and empower me somehow to reach out to him all the time, God, to help him in his new walk. God, we know that the struggles will come. We know that nothing is easy. We know that life continues to be life. We know we still got to pay the bills. We ain't walking on no clouds. We don't become rich overnight, God, because we said yes to you. But Lord, we also know that you are the one who, you are the hand who protects us. You are the hand that guides us. You're the hand, God, that just fills our lives with goodness, God. And so I invite you to do that for Manny, Lord. I pray that you lead him to a beautiful church, God, a place where he and his wife can worship. He and his wife can get to be intimate with you. Oh, with you, God. And Holy Spirit, just come into their marriage. Holy Spirit, it's obvious you've already been doing something. So Holy Spirit, continue to do what you've been doing. Your word says that the steps of the righteous are ordered. So order Manny's steps. Order his wife's steps, my God, and just continue to be the center of their relationship, Lord. Continue to move them together, my God, in the name of your son Jesus. Father, again, I thank you. I thank you for, because he's always going to be my brother, and now he's always going to be my brother, meaning forever, for eternity. This is my brother. He's a part of a new family, and Manny, I am going to introduce you to hundreds and hundreds of people who are going to love on you. Trust me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Dude, I love you so much, man. You don't know what you've done for me today. You have no idea. You have no idea. And I thank God for you, bro.
Now, brother,
I've always thanked God.
You need to realize what I've done for you today, you've done for me for 20 plus years, man. And it's,
praise God.
I know there's a reason for everything.
Praise God.
And I just leave it in his hands, man. I just leave it in his hands.
Amen. Manny, I'm a tell you that, you know, we got mad friends in Florida. So I'm gonna be hitting you up with places. I don't know if you guys have checked out a few churches, but I'm a just, you know, make sure that we, you know, we know hundreds of people in Florida. So we're just gonna, you know, send out some feelers and see, you know, you and your wife, man, just go, just visit. Say this place is not for me. We go to the next one and you'll find a place. I believe it. Oh man. How you feel, bro?
Thanks, my brother. I'm feeling good, man.
I'm feeling good. This is not, you know, we got mad stories. This is going to be a good one, bro. This is going to be one of the good ones right
here. This is better than the video, I think.
Listen, next time I go up there, we'll all get together and we'll give you some stories that I'm telling you, you'll be laughing for days.
Yeah, man.
Then when you're in that moment in your car, you're waiting for that light to turn green, and that story will hit you, and you start dying laughing. People left and to the right of you looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of stories that we can tell you guys.
Yeah, man.
So, but thank you, my brother. Thank you. You're my boy. You're my brother. I love you, man. And
love you too, bro.
I look forward to this ride that I'm about to embark on.
That's right. And understand, believe. I'm telling you as your friend, and I'm telling you that the word says it too. You are not alone. The words, you are not alone, I will always be with you. You will find that from beginning to end in the scriptures. You are not alone, I will always be with you. God is telling you that, and I'm telling you as your friend. And I know these two guys that I'm with right now, these guys are like, these are my ministry partners. And they hold me accountable. And I know, you don't know them, but you're gonna. Trust me, you are gonna. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say.
I don't even know what to say, but thank you. Thank you, man. This last year was such a rough year, man. My wife and I, we lost our son who was stillborn, and sometimes when you're just staring into nothing and you're hoping that something positive comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened for a reason. We don't question it. We accept it. And we keep it moving.
Yeah.
And we try not to think about that.
Yeah.
I know this is the ride, probably the greatest ride of a lifetime that we're about to embark on. Because
amen.
I know that I'm going to wake up my wife right now, and I'm going to tell her, listen, this is what I've done. I want you to come with me on this. And my wife, like myself, and Heath knows, I am very, very analytical. Extremely so. And she may be a little skeptical at first, as I was, you know, towards Eve, but I know that she'll be by my side through thick and thin.
Amen.
And I know
how you are. You don't jump into anything unless you jump in 100%. So this is beautiful. You don't know, man. My face hurts.
You have
smiling.
To see the smile on Brother E's face right now.
Word up. My face is hurting, but it's good. It's a good
hurt. This is like over 16 years in the making.
That's right.
You know, and
I'm sorry, I just want to interject.
I'm just here, man.
That's the beautiful thing, the way God works. It's in his time, you know.
Right.
And I'm sure, I know Brother E pretty well. Apparently, you know him a lot longer than me. And, you know, this is not a pushy thing where you tell somebody, it's got to be right now. You got to do it right now. When the Lord touches your heart and it's your time to make that decision, you will know. Just like you knew when you called in, you're like, it was one of those things. We wish everyone was this easy to tell, you know, to lead them to the Lord, because we have to allow God to do the work. And like E said, you're not alone. You know, naturally you got Brother E, and I'm sure he'll lead you to a bunch of different people, and whoever he doesn't know, we know, and we hook up, and you know, and the walk is beautiful. I mean, going through it, you know, a couple of stumbling blocks, of course, as we go through it. And, you know, you're very analytical. I'm sure you'll see a few things that'll probably be a little, not confusing, but perhaps just, you know, things to learn. And
he'll question everything.
Yeah, well, and you should. We should.
That's right.
We're supposed to question everything. And again, I'm excited because I'm a part of this now, because we're thinking we're doing Rap Fest Radio to promote a concert. Little did we know that it was really for this.
That's right.
So we're excited. I'm excited. I don't even know you, but, you know, I'm excited for you, brother. I'm excited for you.
And I'll give you his Facebook. Don't worry.
whatever we can do, whatever we can do to help, as you know, as you walk through, we're there.
Yo, Manny, we're gonna wrap this up. The Rap Fest Entertainment Complex is shutting down for the night, and we getting all those special signals that you know pass between husband and wife, but. I just want to say
and
I love
always,
you.
As always, you and I still shut it down.
That's right. I'll tell them about that later. but yeah, I just want you to know I love you,
don't
dog.
Don't take them on a long 100-block walk, please.
No. I won't do that. But listen, I love you, man. And I'm gonna give you a buzz tomorrow. There's some things that's going on in my life that I want to share with you. And now I can ask you to pray for them. So,
man,
I appreciate it. The next time I see you, man, it's going to be as your boy in Christ, man.
That's so right. Just, yes, sir.
You're going to see a lot of tears, man.
Yeah, so, man.
Thank you. I love you. Be blessed.
All right, bro. You
and,
too.
And we'll talk again soon, bro.
I'm going to give you a buzz tomorrow for sure.
All right, bro. Be good, man.
Love you, bro. Peace. Okay, so now I have to say that I am officially happy that I stayed to this time because I was going to leave early.
Right.
Manny, I know you're still listening. I was gonna leave early, and God has a purpose for everything. And I just want to thank you, Lord. And you know, I know Celeste is still listening. Celeste knows, she hears some of my stories when I preach. Manny can tell you the stories in detail because he was right there with me. And so I am excited. You have no idea what this really means to me. So all of you in the chat room and all of those listening. Thank you for being a witness to this, and I'm glad that my boys, Brothers Incorporated, DJ Newman, and what's your name today?
Bert, just call me Bert. I don't Boca care,
Chica.
Man.
It's Sir Bug Out, Bert Boca Chica.
Rapfest Radio.
Rapfest Radio, Rapfest.com, Rapfest Inc., you know.
The best part is...
You guys are here to witness it. That's what I wanted to say.
If this event tonight was to promote the concert on Saturday, and this is a taste of what Saturday is going to be like...
That's right.
I don't even know what else to say after that.
That's right.
All I can say is please come out and support because this is what it's about. The music and everything else is extra.
Yes.
This is what it's about. It's about reaching out and being real. You know, and Pastor Pagani's going to kill me.
He's like,
being real is being real for real. You know? And since we're on, I don't know if we're still on his station. I think he went to sleep already or whatever, but if we're still on there, that's what it's about. Being real is real for real. Somebody else just joined the chat room. Thank you for coming in. I mean, we just had a blessed night. I don't know if whoever joined the chat room now was listening already and just came in or what it is. But if you want to know what was going on here tonight, you can email us at rapfestinc@gmail.com. We'd be more than happy to share with you. And also send us your email address because we will be sharing the audio of tonight. I don't know how. We had 3 hours of interviews and a good maybe 15, 20-minute beautiful love session that we just had.
You recorded that?
Some of it. I wasn't intending to. I tried to and didn't, whatever. But we got some of it. And if we have permission, we will definitely put that audio up. I think it needs to be heard because that's what it's about. I don't care about the whole three-hour interview. Means nothing. I'll put those 15 minutes up, and I'll be just as happy because that's what it's about. So... those people that were in the chat room with us all night, or at least most of the night, and those that are listening, we thank you because you've been listening to Rapfest Radio on rapfestradio.com.
I just want to shout out my church, the Elements Church in the Bronx. If you want to check us out, check out our website, elementsbx.com or org or net. We got it all covered. Elementsbx.com.
Nice. Yep, and again, rapfestinc.com or rapfestradio.com and... whatever, just do a search for Rap Fest and you'll find out our information. But again, Saturday, February 28th, 2009 at 7 p.m., Rap Fest, Inc. and Westchester Christian Worship Center present the Rap Fest Concert Series. Concerts with a Purpose featuring the hip-hop ministries of Jazz, Seda, Magellan, Solomon, Star, Brother E, Sir Bug Out, DJ Newman Spinning All Night, Gospel Soul Recording Artist Carmen Michelle. There's going to be food, there's going to be fun, there's going to be fellowship, free gift at the door for the first 200 people, and bring your unsafe friends so we can minister to them as well and preach to them, and perhaps they too can have an experience with the Lord and start a relationship with the Lord if they don't have one or go back to one if they had one before and stop for whatever reason. We're all one family, and I don't know. Anybody else have anything else they want to say here?
Yeah, I want to just say thank you. I had a beautiful time, and I just want to ask for prayer for my mom. She's in the hospital, not doing too well. Things have she's been in and out, pretty much in since November. So, y'all keep praying for mom.
Amen. We'll continue praying for Brother E's mom and everybody else's family as well. Much love to the wives that support their husbands on radio till 11:50 p.m. at night while they're upstairs sleeping, probably. Neldy was supporting DJ Newman for a while, but her time limit was a little earlier than others, I think. Usually, right? She usually falls asleep earlier. Oh, wait, is that Genvite? Is that Jen, like the J-Vite, Jenny? Is that Jenny? I think that might be Genvite. If it is, please respond when you hear this because, yeah, that's cool if it is. yeah, man, we're just doing this for the Lord. Manny has been here spinning all night. We appreciate that. Oh, Jenny P in the house. That is Jenny P in the chat room. Jenny, how are you? You missed most of it. You missed most of it, but we have the best part is, you know, well, we're going to rebroadcast this stuff on L-Spot, maybe even here, right here on Rap Fest Radio. We'll play the whole audio. Got to listen to it, make sure it came out okay, because honestly, we don't know what we're doing. We're just trying to be humble servants and doing whatever God wants us to do, and that's it. Cool. Guys, we thank you again. Brother E, I think your closing prayer was really good right there. Manny, are you going to play one more song to lead us out? What do you have? Oh, how could we not? And hey, Brother E, we will definitely be praying for your mother, says Jackie, my sister Jackie says. All right. So thank you guys that are in the chat room. And Brother E says, thank you, Jackie. I don't know if he picked up the mic on that, but hey, this is crazy. This is awesome. Hollafest Radio, we thank you guys for listening. I don't know if you're still listening to us on your station through here. You know, we go big, man. When we go in, we go all the way. We go all the way. We don't go 1,500 watts. We go 30,000 watts. We don't do 5 groups. We do 26 groups. And we don't just do one radio station. We do two. We do Rapfest Radio and Hollafest Radio from a group of Puerto Rican South Bronx kids that don't know what they're doing to two radio stations in one night. Go figure. But you know what? That's how God works. Ryle, I think we're going to be signing off. The music will continue. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days per week, nonstop gospel, hip-hop, reggaeton. We have a show. When's the show? We have another show coming up Friday night. My son, Justin, will be doing his show on Friday night. He plays the new stuff. We do old school to new school, classics to exclusives. So we split it. Usually Monday nights is old school classics night, but today was a classic night. And we really appreciate taking out this time. Which track we playing from him?
What about me?
So right now, we're going to sign off from the live broadcast from the Rap Fest Radio Entertainment Complex in the Boogie Down Bronx. We're signing off, and we're going to leave you with a track that I think you'll really enjoy from Rap Fest Presents Volume 2, still available on illspot.net. Still available on illspot.net. Rap Fest Presents Volume 2, close to 10,000 downloads to this date. You can still get yours. We're going to be listening to What About Me by Brother E, produced by Tony Stone, rapfestradio.com. One.
I gotta ask, 'cause every day of life with stress unsurpassed, unsurpassed right from the door. Every day mom and pops was like that UFC hardcore, with knockouts and all, bloody lips and bowls. So I hit the concrete hoping to find a rose, a flower, something to make me see life different. Instead my face often hit the cement. Living in the streets will make you queasy. New York is cold, sleazy, looking over your shoulder, living uneasy. Everybody trying to get over to beat you. Then one day you realize that the streets was your teacher. I learned to survive, I had to fight. I realized if I didn't throw blows, I might not stay alive. I'd arrived at a time in existence that thrived, took pride in taking strides to make our humanity seem denied. What about me? I just can't see a cat like me. Age of 25 was no guarantee. Not with things I've seen and where I've been and where I live. All I ask, what is what about me? What about me? I just can't see a cat like me. Age of 25 was no guarantee. Not with things I've seen and where I've been and where I live. All I ask, what is what about me? But the streets took me under their wings. Shadow and Goofy taught me things. I wanted to be like them, thinking we could all live like kings. Hung with cats named Window, Bobo, Shorty. I learned that in honor of my homies, I should spill beer for my 40s. Papo taught me to get high. Rolled a split, puffed and passed. Never got high on our own supply. Macho, he taught me to throw blows like Ali. Carlos caught it once when Macho floated like a butterfly and stung like a bee. Then there was the girls. Forgive me, I'm sure you'll agree it's shady if I be putting their names out there like on a marquee. Instead I'll say it again, ladies, I beg forgiveness. I pray these words don't make you relive stress, but rather that you know that my mind was twisted. Always tripping, an all-star that consumed pharmaceuticals double-fisted. No excuse, I feel you, it's true, but I'm out to imbue you with forgiveness as I issue what I used to do. What about me? I just can't see a cat like me. Age of 28 was no guarantee. Not with things I've seen and where I've been and where I live. All I ask, what is what about me? What about me? I just can't see a cat like me. Age of 28 was no guarantee. Not with things I've seen and where I've been and where I live. All I ask, what is what about me? And those was just some of the things I've been through. There's more, but I abhor to explore anymore the hardcore. Instead, I'll just leave you with this, my brethren. I began to comprehend, Savior of men, Jesus, amen. Just know that today, I'm a new man. With a plan that's more than just a fad, deceit, or a scam. In the next verse, I'll lay it out. Leave no doubt, I'm devout. Without him, I'd be like towel stuck on without grout. See, cause I came to him real. No mask, no posing. Raw, confess my sin. I came fully disclosing. That's when he spoke to me. And he showed me that when I was in the streets, he was right there with me. When I ain't get shot or catch no case, he was standing in the gap, y'all. Jesus, he took my place on the cross. Yeah, he did that for me, a cat like me. And then when I went and asked, Lord, what about me? He said, I seen you lighting a spliff, I protected you. I seen you snorting the powder, never rejected you. He said, I saw you when you was alone, I connected you. I knew when it was your time, and guess what? I selected you. He said, I'm Jesus himself, God's gift to man. He said, I came from heaven, lived among you, took the form of your clan. He said, I loved the world so much, I gave my life for it. He said, I shed my blood for you that day on that crucifix. So what about me? What'd he do for me? He made it possible for me to enjoy eternity. Now I know where I'll go, ha, I know where I'll be. And I'll never more dare to ask, Lord, what about me?
What about me? I just can't see a cat like me. Age of 33 was no guarantee. Not with things I've seen and where I've been and where I live. All I ask, Lord, is what about me? What about me? I just can't see a cat like me. Age of 33 was no guarantee. Not with things I've seen and where I've been and where I live. All I ask, Lord, is what about me? What about me? I just can't see a cat like me. Age of 33 was no guarantee. Not with things I've seen and where I've been and where I live. All I ask, Lord, is what about me? What about me? I just can't see a cat like me. Age of 33 was no guarantee. Not with things I've seen and where I've been and where I live. All I ask, Lord, is what about me?
So this is why we going to the